Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hostages in Gaza, home after 738 days in captivity. President Trump addressing Israel's parliament and then traveled to Egypt to sign a peace deal declaring the war in Gaza is over. ABC's Mary Bruce says phase two of the plan includes disarming Hamas and the future of Gaza.
President Trump did not mention in any of his remarks here today, in either of his two major speeches, the future of a Palestinian state. Now, it is worth reminding that in his 20-point peace plan, it does state that this perhaps may pave the way for Palestinian statehood. But President Trump himself in recent days has not wanted to go that far.
Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners also released as part of the exchange returning to Gaza on buses today and to cheers. It's day 13 of the government shutdown. The Senate returns tomorrow to vote on another stopgap measure. Democrats and Republicans deadlocked over health care benefits. This is ABC News. In Torrance, California, police say a former student has been arrested, accused of stabbing multiple staff members in an attack.
As a school day was beginning at Switzer Learning Center in Torrance, police say a former student at the special needs school arrived and stabbed three staff members and tried to stab a fourth before getting away. Two of the staff members were rushed to a hospital, critically injured, but police say the injuries are not life-threatening. The third victim was treated on scene and had minor injuries. The former student who allegedly stabbed them was quickly arrested, the alleged stabber making statements about having pipe bombs in the area, according to police. They called in the bomb squad to inspect the suspect's backpack. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Tennessee, weekend vigils took place in communities south of Nashville, where a munitions factory blew up Friday, killing 16 people. The cause still unknown. Officials have released a list identifying the victims killed. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Monday Evening News is sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows down to 43, north winds of 3 to 5 and scattered clouds. Tuesday, cooler out with clouds increasing and highs of only 63. Winds are out of the northeast at 7 and it's 72 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, October 13th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is seeking record growth in dual enrollment programs, giving high school students the chance to earn college credit before graduation. Dual enrollment allows students to take college-level courses that count towards both high school and college requirements. Brianna Fortney, career prep and dual enrollment coordinator at Southwest Tech, said the initiative helps students save time and money while exploring career interests early. Southwest Tech offers multiple pathways into dual enrollment. In Start College Now and College Up, juniors and seniors can take courses on campus or online. Students submit an application to their school district requesting the course or courses they'd like to take. Once approved, the district pays for the course costs, such as tuition, fees, and books. Youth Apprenticeship, in partnership with CESA 3, Youth Apprenticeship is an opportunity for high school juniors and seniors to explore their chosen career path while continuing to work towards high school graduation. It's an earn while you learn program that combines work-based learning with related instruction. Youth Apprenticeship students have the opportunity to earn college credits paid through the program locally managed by CESA 3. Transcripted credit is for qualified high school teachers trained and mentored by Southwest Tech faculty to deliver college curriculum directly within their high school classrooms. This allows students to earn both high school and college credit simultaneously at no cost to the student or the district. Programs span healthcare, agriculture, IT, business management, automotive, and general education courses such as psychology, sociology, English, and speech. The college reports strong participation in its nursing assistance program, with many students beginning their nursing careers early. The American Heart Association and American Medical Association presented the Target PBE Silver Award to the Richland Hospital and Clinics for its commitment to prioritizing blood pressure control. The Silver Achievement Award recognizes practices that have demonstrated commitment to improving blood pressure control through BP measurement accuracy. High blood pressure or hypertension is a leading risk factor for heart attacks, strokes, and preventable death in the United States. There are 122.4 million U.S. adults living with hypertension. That is nearly half of all adults in the country. Unfortunately, just a quarter of them have their BP under control, making both diagnosis and effective management critical. In the U.S., heart disease and stroke are number one and five causes of death, respectively, and stroke is a leading cause of disability. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is proud to announce their achievement as a Wisconsin Hospital Association Checkpoint top performer in the areas of birth, infections, patient experience, patient safety, all patients, and patient safety, surgical patients. Earning top performer status means RAMC ranks in the top 10% statewide for several measures, as marked by a star next to each qualifying result, which can be seen by visiting checkpoint.wha.org. Checkpoint is Wisconsin's voluntary hospital quality reporting program, featuring over 45 publicly available measures that reflect performance in safety, quality, and patient outcomes. All acute care and critical access hospitals across the state participate, reporting on metrics that matter most to their communities. These reports are designed to support Wisconsin hospitals' ongoing quality improvement efforts and to promote transparency for patients, providers, and purchasers alike. A deer farm in Portage County has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The positive result came from a three-year-old buck. The property has been quarantined and will remain that way until Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Department of Agriculture vets and staff conduct an investigation. CWD is a fatal neurological disease of deer, elk, and moose caused by an infectious protein that affects the animal's nervous system. More info on CWD in Wisconsin can be found on DATCAP's website. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they are sick to prevent further spread. The Richland Center Historic Preservation Committee has announced the state historical sign unveiling honoring former Governor Vernon W. Thompson at a ceremony to be held Wednesday, November 5th. Vernon Thompson was born on November 5, 1905, in Richland Center. He went on to serve as Wisconsin's 34th governor from 1957 to 1959, and this signage is to honor his connection to the community and Richland County. He graduated from Richland Center High School in 1923, and after college served as mayor of Richland Center from 1944 to 1950. Following his term as governor of Wisconsin, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1961 to 1975. He was buried in the Richland Center Cemetery following his death in 1988. You are invited to attend the unveiling in Richland Center at the Community Center parking lot next to Cross Cup Park at 4:30 Wednesday afternoon, November 5th, with a light social to follow in the Community Center conference room. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, known as GRACE, will host its 22nd annual meeting along with sponsor and team recognitions Thursday in the lower level of the Ramada Inn in Richland Center. The 2025 annual report will be available, and attendees will be the first to hear what the support level will be for 2026 and witness the checks presented to representatives of UW Carbone and Gunderson for ongoing research. Event sponsors and those in our service area who support GRACE or wish to learn more are welcome to participate. Walk teams are highly encouraged to attend and have pictures taken with the big check. Wear your team shirts. Doors for the GRACE annual meeting at the Ramada Inn Banquet Facility will open at 4:45 with a free will donation buffet with grilled chicken and steak, potato, and vegetables served from 5 to 5:45. A cash bar will be available. Those attending will be eligible for door prizes and have an opportunity to purchase chances on donations. The annual meeting and recognitions will begin at 6. Pre-register for a chance at cash prizes by calling or texting 608-604-8255 or email gracelocalcancer@gmail.com. The Department of Workforce Development is now accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants to help address the state's demand for skilled workers. Employers in every industry and of all sizes across Wisconsin are eligible to apply for funding to train skilled workers. The WFF program supports innovative local and regional solutions to help employers meet workforce needs in their areas. The industry sector's worker training grants reimburse the cost of customized occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and existing workers. Grants ranging from $5,000 to $400,000 and higher for consortium applicants can cover training that qualifies workers for full-time positions, higher-level roles, or increased wages. The deadline to apply is 3 o'clock Thursday. More information and instructions to apply can be found at the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. WRCO News will return right after this with today's vital statistics.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Darlene Murphy, 86 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church from now until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or a Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscaday, died October 6th at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscaday. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscaday tomorrow from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscaday. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeier, 85, of Avoca, died peacefully Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscaday. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscaday, Saturday from 1 until the time of the service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeier, 85, of Avoca. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died Thursday at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 21st, at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, October 21st, from 1 until the time of the service at 2. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st, at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you enjoyed that beautiful sunshine out there this afternoon. Temperatures continue to run about 10 or 12 degrees above normal. It will get a little chilly tonight thanks to the clear skies and light winds. Some spots could reach the upper 30s. Now tomorrow looks like a day as the clouds roll in thanks to a front back to the northwest heading our way, and that could spread a few rain showers into our area during the afternoon or evening, which may linger into early Wednesday. Total amounts don't look too high, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch, and then it should move on its way. Cooler temperatures can be expected for Wednesday. Thursday, a little bit warmer as south winds develop, also a chance of a spotty shower. And then Friday into Saturday, a pretty good chance of rain at times, thanks to a low-pressure system sweeping up across the northern plains towards southern Canada. We could actually have a stray thunderstorm mixed in as well. Here's your forecast for tonight. Generally clear to partly cloudy skies, just a bit chilly, dropping back to 41 degrees. North wind between 3 and 5. Tomorrow cooler and turning cloudy with a 50% chance of light rain for the afternoon. High temperature 62. Northeast wind at 5 to 10. Occasional showers Tuesday night, dropping to the mid-40s. Wednesday maybe some light rain in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and cool, high at 58. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and warmer. Isolated showers are possible. Low 47 with a high of 68. Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy and mild. Spotty showers during the day. Then more widespread rain at night, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Low 54, high 73. Saturday, variably cloudy and cooler. An isolated shower possible early, high 64. And Sunday, partly sunny and seasonal with highs in the upper 50s. Have yourself a nice evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 70 degrees. 74 is our high today, our morning low 53. Yesterday, we had a high of 71 and no precipitation. A record high on this day was set back in 1975 at 88. A record low of 18 was set in 1988. Last year on this day, our high was 55 and our low 34. Sunset today will be at 6:22. Sunrise tomorrow at 7:14. 3/100ths of an inch of rain fell during our overnight. The barometer is up to 30.3. And winds currently are out of the east at 5. Again, it's 70 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Not much longer now, the Brewers get set to take on the LA Dodgers in the National League Championship Series starting tonight. Jose Quintana is expected to start the game for manager Pat Murphy. Milwaukee beat the Chicago Cubs 3-1 Saturday to advance. Solo home runs by William Contreras, Andrew Vaughn, and Bryce Turang provided all the offense. As that game tonight, though, against the Dodgers, we'll have a 7:08 first pitch time, 6:30 pregame time, right over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Thanks to some big work by veteran running back Josh Jacobs, the Packers got their win yesterday, 27-18 over Cincinnati, as they prepare to take to the road for their next game on Sunday, as they will take on the Arizona Cardinals. The Badgers were never competitive in a game labeled must-win for the program against Iowa Saturday. The Hawkeyes won the Heartland Trophy for the fourth straight season, 37-0. Coach Luke Fickell told reporters, well, that's as low as it can be. He apologized for failing to have his team ready to compete. Wisconsin faces Ohio State and Oregon the next 2 weeks.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The 2025 Bucks expected starting lineup took the court in the team's third straight preseason victory Sunday, as Milwaukee won 127-121. It was good to see that the Brewers got their team out there. They have one exhibition game remaining on the schedule Tuesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Tennessee Titans have fired coach Brian Callahan after a 1-5 start to his second season. The Titans president of football operations said in a statement that the team officials have extended conversations with controlling owner Andy Adams-Strunk and general manager Mike Borgonzi. Chad Brinker says they told Callahan at a meeting Monday morning that Tennessee was making a change. Callahan is 4-19 overall. This was his first head coaching job. The NFL has suspended Detroit Lions safety Brian Branch for one game without pay for unsportsmanlike conduct following a loss at Kansas City. Branch punched Chiefs receiver Juju Smith-Schuster Sunday night, setting off a brief fight amongst players from both teams. Detroit will host NFC South leading Tampa Bay without Branch, another blow for a team with a banged-up secondary. Branch will be eligible to return to the active roster on Tuesday, October 21st, during the team's bye week, ahead of its game against NFC North rival Minnesota, November 2nd, at home. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Monday. Corn finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on short covering and technical buying as they continue to wait for end-of-the-month tariff talks between the United States and China. The U.S. harvest looks to be well past the halfway point, and planting weather in South America is good for the most part. November beans were a penny higher at 10.07 and three quarters. January was up two at 10.25 and a quarter. December bean meal was down 90 at 274.10. December bean oil is up 63 at 50.60. Corn closed lower. It's monitoring U.S. harvest activity. Most estimates around 40% complete, with rain in the forecast for parts of the region this week. CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil's crops is out on Tuesday. December corn was 2 1/4 lower at 410 and 3 quarters. March was down 1 3/4 at 427 and a quarter. And wheat closed mixed. Rain has delayed winter wheat planting in some areas, but it's also boosted soil moisture. While contracts are oversold, rising global supplies have been applying consistent pressure. December Chicago was 1 3/4 lower at 496 and 3 quarters. December Kansas City was 1 3/4 lower at 481 and a quarter. December Minneapolis was down a quarter at 551 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher for the most part, optimistic about this week's direct trade. December live was up 222 at 244.75, and February was 180 higher at 247.20. November feeders were up 82 at 376.72. January was $1.77 higher at 373.72. And hogs were mostly higher, with pork up sharply at midday. December was 82 higher at 84.85. February was up 67 at 86.97. Megan Grebner has cash livestock after this.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Title Town Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Title Town Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rankseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rankseed. Results since 1846.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet to start the week. Show lists are slightly lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, and lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.66 at $363.91. Select was $3.36 higher at $349.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 106,000 head. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 4.11 with a weighted average of 92.29. The Iowa Minnesota was $4 lower with a weighted average of 92.43. And the Western Corn Belt was down 4.02 with a weighted average of 92.40. Pork values ended the day lower, down 83 cents at 103.59. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A Kansas farmer says it isn't just low commodity prices that are causing problems for producers. Paul Penner says rising input costs are putting farmers in a tough spot.
Every bushel of crop that's being produced is produced at a loss. And that can only be sustainable for a certain amount of time before you lose equity and find yourself unable to make payments.
More news is next.
When it comes to agricultural news, Brownfield is the name farmers trust. As the largest agricultural radio network in the country, Brownfield delivers the news, markets, weather, and insights that Midwestern farmers want and need every single day. We are proud to keep rural America informed and ahead. Brownfield, the leader in farm radio for over 50 years. Thank you for listening. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rinkseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rinkseed. Results since 1846.
CEO of RCAF USA says strong antitrust enforcement is needed from President Trump to help restore competition in the livestock markets. Bill Bullard says antitrust enforcement is a direct concern for livestock producers.
We must restore competition if we are going to reverse the ongoing contraction we're experiencing in both the cattle and sheep industries.
A farmer in central Missouri says he's optimistic an investment in grain bagging equipment will pay off as he stores corn and soybeans this fall.
Right or wrong this year, I wasn't going to give this crop away.
Nathan Alpers in Cooper County says that last year's good crops were sold to the elevator during harvest. The American Farm Bureau says it's going to take more than emergency aid to help farmers dealing with the extreme economic pressures in farm country. In a letter to Congress and President Trump on Friday, Zippy Duval listed several solutions, including fair and enforceable trade agreements. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
At Harkey Lumber, they're more than just a lumber yard. They're your full-service building partner. From drafting and engineering to energy audits, estimates, design, delivery, and construction support, Harkey Lumber has you covered from start to finish. No project too big or too small. Call the trusted experts at Harkey Lumber at 608-985-7207. Proudly serving the community since 1969. Harkey Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Clean fields, clean seed beds, fall weed control insights. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva Market Development Specialist Jeff Bodie says it's important for farmers to have clean fields through harvest. He tells Brownfield late weed escapes signal problems from the current growing season that could continue the following year. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Science Market Development Specialist Jeff Bodie says weed-free fields during the growing season mean crops don't have to compete for resources.
They're able to grow efficiently and deliver their high yield potential. But it's just as important to have clean fields through harvest. Late weed escapes can indicate a few things like weather, delayed applications, or not following best practices. Late season weed escapes can also be a sign of weed resistance. In any case, late season weeds often spell trouble when it comes to harvest time. One big factor is around harvest efficiency. Weeds can make harvest more difficult by clogging machinery, leading to some machine breakdowns and increased wear and tear. The second factor to really consider is the spread of weeds. Harvest machinery can easily spread weed seeds across fields, which significantly increases the likelihood of weed infestations the following season. To limit the weed seed bank, farmers should be diligent during harvest by harvesting fields with the most weeds last or mowing down non-crop areas.
He tells Brownfield a program approach can help farmers tackle the toughest of weeds.
This includes layering herbicides with multiple modes of action and using non-chemical practices to target hard-to-manage weeds. First, consider tillage. After harvest, tillage can be a useful tool to physically disrupt weeds and flush the weed seed bank. Secondly, consider applying a burn down. A fall or spring burn down herbicide application sets fields up for the season by helping farmers start clean. Products like Elevar herbicide are a good option for farmers battling weeds like mare's tail, pigweed, and kochia. The third step is followed up with that pre-emerge herbicide application. A pre-emergence herbicide that offers long-lasting residuals like Resicor Rev in corn or Sonic Boom or Kyber Pro in soybeans provide a great option for controlling those early season weeds.
And Bodie says post-emergence herbicides can provide another layer of protection against weeds.
Farmers should consider Kyro herbicide for their corn acres and Inversa for their soybeans. Lastly, consider tank mixing with Enlist herbicides.
Visit Corteva.us or Enlist.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log & Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
WRCO Studio, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, where great music and delicious memories are made.
Girl like you. Why you got a boy like me? Only thinking one thing. Gotta get you away.
Goodvin before that here on WRCO. Don't forget, here starting shortly, Weston High School Volleyball hosting Pink Out the Gym tonight. JV set to play at 6, varsity at 7:15. And so a distinguished alumni plaque dedication will be at 7. And the evening will include concessions and a 50-50 raffle with all donations going to Grace. So to a great cause, sounds like a great night. Here's Neil McCoy.
Brown. first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. I took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
100.9 WRCO.
These say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be, yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Yeah. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Relief and celebrations in both Israel and Gaza with the release of all 20 surviving hostages, along with the exchange of Palestinian prisoners. But the remains of 24 hostages killed in Gaza have yet to be located. After addressing lawmakers in Israel, President Trump went to Egypt to sign the peace deal declaring the war is over in Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell says there's still concern Hamas may be trying to regroup.
In terms of phase two, the